Let's pick up Jan in New York. She's got a question about vertigo and ringing in the ears. Are you there, Jan?
Hi, Dr. Marshall. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. So what's how old a woman are you?
I am actually going to be 35 tomorrow.
I would still call you a puppy then. Okay.
Thank you.
And when did you begin having ringing in the ears?
Well, the ringing started about 2 months ago.
Okay.
My first bout with vertigo was last June. It kind of came out of nowhere. I woke up one morning and I was so dizzy. And then, you know, I had read about it and found out it was vertigo, and it lasted for a few weeks, went away for a week, came back.
Okay.
And I always noticed, even after it was gone, when I'd go to sleep on my left side in particular,
mm-hmm.
I'd still have to be a little careful because I'd get a little bit, teeny bit dizzy.
Okay.
And then the ringing started about 2 months ago, and then I just got the vertigo again
mm-hmm.
this past Saturday, so like 4 days.
Bummer.
Yeah, and I've never had this problem before.
Okay, well, there may be several things going on here. The most likely suspect for someone of your age is a root canaled or dead upper tooth on the left side.
Okay.
And so tell me about teeth. Are there any crowns or restorations on the upper back teeth in your mouth, like your molars?
No, I don't have anything like that, but I did have my wisdom teeth pulled.
And when was that?
That was back in 98, so 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So were they infected? Was there a problem with them back then?
Yeah, they told me they were impacted, and that's
okay.
why they wanted to take them out.
Okay, and when they extracted them, could you taste pus or smell any pus, or was there any marker of infection there?
No, actually, there wasn't.
Okay, that's a good sign, and there was no problem with the ears shortly after that. All right, we're going to go to the next suspect. Let's go to the left arm. Do you have a vaccination on the left arm?
You know, it's possible they gave me a vaccination when I was young, and
mm-hmm.
I did have a flu shot back in 97 before I knew that it was harmful.
Yeah.
So, well, and I don't remember which arm they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is not an easy slam dunk to link the ringing in the ears and
okay.
the dizziness, so you're going to get the booby prize and have to see a QRA practitioner. But normally we can find a reason, something reflexing to that ear that's causing this, and then Medi Body Pack, eliminate that scar or trauma site, and then with just a little bit of maybe nerve complex or maybe a little bit some neem oil and a little bit of lemonine, like 2 drops of neem oil and 1 drop of lemonine, you can get back the normal healthy ecology for the ear, and the nerve complex can help to rebuild and give the nutrients the nerve in that tissue need and get you right back to track. But if you did these things, you might improve, but you're probably the cause is still not known. So we need the cause, so I'd recommend you call the order line and ask for a QRA practitioner in your area and have them do the necessary detective work to find out what's going on here. And you might ask your mom when you were a child where you got your vaccination, because normally at your age they would have been in the leg.
Okay.
So you're right about 37, 38 years ago, so depending on what state you were in, could be on the arm, could be on the leg.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and then once we know that, even if you don't do that, the QRA practitioner can test the next to small toe and great toe of each foot, the ring finger and thumb of each hand, and find which ones are weak, and then trace it back to where the vaccination is, and then they can BRT you, make every point strong, including the ear, which will show weak, and then they can stress tap the site and see if the ear goes off. So we'll know if that guy is the problem. And if not, we got to keep looking to find the cause, because anybody can give you something for a symptom. What you need is somebody who can find the cause so you can eliminate it forever, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks
for your call.
Thank you so much, Dr.
You're welcome.
Marshall.
Give me a call after a month or so and let me know what's going on.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye now.